Senator Ben Cardin has helped craft a sweeping bipartisan bill that could go a long way to deal with Maryland's water infrastructure issues. Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo has the story on how proponents are hopeful it may be one of the few pieces of legislation to actually pass in this election year.
Most big legislative efforts have ground to a halt in Washington ahead of November's elections. But Senator Cardin helped craft a new compromise bill that's aimed at revitalizing the nation's ailing water infrastructure, which he says is key for Maryland because it offers a blueprint for how the nation deals with clean water imports.
So whether you are a marine owner in a small community on the Eastern Shore, or you are dependent upon commerce coming in through the Port of Baltimore, you're dependent upon having the resources and planning and authorization to make sure the channels will be deep enough so that your tanker can get into Baltimore or that your charter can get into Salisbury.
Cardin played a major role in crafting the bill because he's the top Democrat on the Public Works Committee's Subcommittee on Transportation and Infrastructure. He says he's optimistic the bill can actually pass, even in the midst of a heated election.
Oh, I think it's excellent. Oh, I think we have an excellent chance. It's got strong bipartisan support. It's in the range that is likely to get through. I would get 60 votes easily. I think it's a good chance.
The legislation includes GOP goals, like streamlining projects, and Democrats' goals, like increasing water and wastewater storage. Striking a deal that makes urban and rural lawmakers from both parties happy doesn't seem easy. But the top Democrat on the Environment and Public Works Committee, Delaware Senator Tom Carper, says it's a little easier because the federal government actually plays a huge role in the nation's water infrastructure.
99% of the freight that moves in and out of our ports in America, 99% comes through waterways that are maintained by the Army Corps of Engineers. Everybody has a dog in this fight. Everybody.
Still, Cardin and other Democrats are disappointed the bill isn't included in Trump's initial call for a more than $1 trillion infrastructure bill that's now been shelved.
I think the scope might not be as large as we would like it to be because we don't have more revenues, so we have to keep it modest.
Maryland Democratic Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger agrees and says Trump missed an opportunity.
The infrastructure is extremely important to our country. It creates jobs and it's bipartisan. If Trump were smart, he would have started with that instead of all the others. Things that he's been trying to do that haven't worked.
Ruppersberger is on the Appropriations or Spending Committee, and he's had to fight the president's calls to do things like cut funding for the Chesapeake Bay restoration altogether. He says the port bill is good because it recognizes the federal government's role in infrastructure that the president doesn't seem to get.
And then he wants the state and locals to fund it. There's no funding with it. But we put it back in. An example, he zeroed out the Chesapeake Bay. And, you know, I'm an appropriator. We were able to get back $73 million, that type of thing. That's why we have the checks and balances.
Still, Ruppersberger says he's glad a bipartisan group of lawmakers are taking the lead. And he says a water infrastructure bill would be critical to Maryland's economy, both now and into the future.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if you all the aspects of it, it's just relating to the Port of Baltimore. I mean, we need dredging. We have to have bigger ships that come in. And the port, for the whole region, is one of our top economic areas. It's thousands and thousands of jobs.
There's still no timeline for when Cardin's water infrastructure bill may hit the Senate floor. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington for 88.1 WYPR.